Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. The Reverend Quentin Cundiff is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and ministry to the Armed Forces.
The Holy Scripture today is from Mark, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 22nd verse. And Jesus answered them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This text that we have before us today requires a bit of context in order for us to truly understand it. And this is a common thing in the way that Mark writes his gospel, that the rapid-fire accounts are actually thematically linked and provide meaning for one another rather than it just being a disjointed list of things that happened or things that Jesus said. And we need this today, lest we put ourselves and God to shame. And by that, I mean that these words from our Lord are easily words that people can point to in order to tell us that we ought not actually believe the words of Scripture, or look at how silly some of the things in Scripture are. Because at no point in recorded human history that I am aware of was a person able to actually command a mountain to throw itself into the sea. And it happened. Indeed, if we as Christians had some awesome powers of geomancy, it would be a great and powerful sign in the world. Think about it. We could just get a bunch of Christians to go and stand in the Sahara Desert and tell the earth to become fruitful. And as long as they really believed, then it would happen. We could station Christians around volcanoes to tell the volcanoes to settle down when it becomes necessary. We could have dedicated prayer stations along every major fault line to end earthquakes before they become terrible disasters. Indeed, this is something that could easily slide further into the realm of the absurd, and some may say that I've already entertained such silliness enough. But that is because we all know that Jesus doesn't actually mean that Christians have the power to reorder the planet on which we live. Such belongs only to God. But if not this, then how are we to understand this text without simply ignoring it or dismissing it as Jesus simply using hyperbole about the power of prayer? Mark helps us more than his synoptic brothers in a single word. This. This mountain. You see, the events of our text today take place on Tuesday of Holy Week, following Jesus' triumphal entry, following his cursing of the fig tree, following the cleansing of the temple. In fact, this teaching from Jesus comes because Peter was amazed that the fig tree cursed by Jesus the day before was in fact withered as they walked by again. In the context, this is not Jesus talking about just any mountain. He is talking about the Temple Mount, the place that had become a den of robbers that he had just driven out, the place from which little fruit was found, as was evidenced by his interactions with the scribes, Pharisees, and Sadducees. Unfortunately, Jesus is not telling us that we have the power to reshape reality or tap into incredible powers through faith. Rather, Jesus is telling us that we ought not doubt his words. Remember, before he says this, he tells the disciples to believe in God, to have faith. The referent of the he in the believing what he says is God, not the person talking to the mountain and dismissing the mountain. You see, this is the key to this text. Jesus is not telling us that if we say something and just really, really, really believe it, that it will happen. And if what you wanted to happen didn't come to pass, it's because you didn't believe hard enough. You didn't do it right. And there are sadly false teachers who say such things in our day. And they even point to this text. But they are wrong, because that is not what Jesus is teaching us in this text. The importance here is God's word, specifically Jesus' word. He is the one who cursed the fig tree and it withered. He is the one who said that the temple would be destroyed, and it was. Let us not forget that it was through him that in fact the whole world was created by speaking. And even to this day, everything is upheld by the word of his power, Scripture tells us. Truly, it is not our words that come to pass, but Christ's words. The Temple Mount is still there to this day. People go there every day. Some of you have perhaps even stood on that land. It has not been cast into the sea, but it is no more what it was. His prophecy of its destruction was realized. We know when it happened. And even if the temple should ever be rebuilt, it will never be what it was in the time of Solomon, where God's presence was there, contained therein. Christ's presence is not contained in a single building on a single mountain, but he is with his people, wherever they may be. Truly, Jesus' words have come to pass. And this is because Jesus' words create reality when he speaks. He is the one who has that power, not us. And thanks be to God that our Lord Jesus Christ still speaks today. But Jesus is not concerned with matters of topography or geography. He is concerned about sin. For it is not volcanoes, wars, and disasters that break his creation, but sin. All the rest are simply the symptoms of the greater corruption and taint of sin. And it was with this in mind that our Lord made his way to Jerusalem that week so long ago, because he did go to throw a mountain into the sea. On a different mountain, on Calvary, outside of Jerusalem, our Lord Jesus Christ was hung on the cross to die. And on that cross, he suffered the full, crushing, mountainous weight of your sins and mine. He suffered under the incredible burden of not just our sins, but also the wrath of the Father against sins. And it is through Christ that the mountain of our sins was washed away in his blood. And this truth has become yours, For the mountain of your sins has been thrown into the sea of the waters of holy baptism. In Christ, you have been washed clean and made new. And through the faith that we have been given, we find that we have the joyful authority to tell the mountain of someone else's sin to be thrown into the same sea that our sins have been cast into. This is why our Lord reminds us to forgive. When we pronounce forgiveness in Christ's name to someone, their sins are indeed truly thrown away. And we have no reason to doubt this, lest we also doubt that our own sins have been thrown away from us, and thereby doubt the words of He who is able to create reality through His very speaking. For in Christ, you have been declared clean, righteous, and new. Thanks be to God for the wonderful goodness that He shows to us. For by this we see His incredible glory and we rejoice in the truth of His words. It is for this reason that we joyfully and confidently go to Him in prayer, not for our own good or for our own desires, but we ask that our desires would be conformed to Him, that our wills would look more like His divine will. This is what we pray for when we ask, "Thy will be done." And it is what Christ invites us to in this text as well. We do not bear the burden of our sins, and we are free to see that His yoke is light. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord to life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast to Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.